You're listening to The Hub on Art, and it's time to check in now on what's making news in the art world. Claire Nichols.
Hi, Eddie. First to a story that the ABC has broken this morning. Sydney's Powerhouse Museum, it's copping some heat for a big fundraising ball held in February this year. It turns out, Eddie, that instead of raising money, this event cost New South Wales taxpayers nearly $140,000. This ball was meant to be something like, you know, the famous Met Gala in New York. It brought together over 250 guests from Australia's fashion scene, but only 121 of those people ended up paying for those tickets. And what was meant to be a fundraiser to add new pieces of fashion to the museum's collection ended up raising just over $78,000. That wasn't nearly enough to cover the costs. The cash expenditure for the party was $388,000, and the ABC has accessed Freedom of Information documents that show that the museum covered that shortfall with its own budget. And because it's a publicly funded museum, Eddie, that means the cost, that $140,000 cost, falls to the taxpayers.
Okay, so what's the fallout been so far?
Well, a bit of anger, as you'd expect. The MP Robert Borsak from the New South Wales Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, he's chairing an upper house inquiry into the New South Wales government's management of museums and art galleries. And he says that the New South Wales Arts Minister, Don Harmon, actually misled the parliament and the public when he told them that the funds raised at the party, he told them about the funds raised, but he didn't mention the overall loss. A spokesman for the minister has denied that charge, saying that parliament has at no times been misled. But it's worth noting, Eddie, that the museum is already in a bit of financial trouble. It posted a deficit last year of $10 million. So this is no doubt adding some pressure to the powerhouse.
Yes, indeed. Well, Claire, let's talk about some artists making money instead.
Yes, please. This year's Hadley's Art Prize has been announced. This prize, Eddie, is a prize for paintings and drawings of the Australian landscape by contemporary Australian artists. It's actually thought to be the richest landscape art prize in the world.
Can they donate some of that money to the Powerhouse Museum?
Well, maybe we should give them a call. Look, it's in its second year. It's been founded by one of the owners of the Hadley's Orient Hotel in Hobart, Don Neal. And this year's winner is also a Tasmanian, Neil Haddon. He took out the prize for his painting of the author H.G. Wells cycling through the Tasmanian landscape. And Eddie, you're probably imagining a lush green landscape. It doesn't look like that. It's more of this kind of science fiction world with red grass, red trees, and these strange unidentifiable discs in the sky.
Okay, now Claire, first of all, how much is the prize if it's the most expensive prize in the world?
$100,000 is the prize.
Okay, that's
a lot of
moolah. And did H.G. Wells ever spend any time in Tasmania?
Well, he didn't, Eddie. He did visit Australia in the 1930s, we think. He didn't get to Tasmania that time. He did mention Tasmanian Aboriginal people in the opening pages of his famous book, War of the Worlds. Now, Eddie, this book was published at the end of the 19th century, so the representation of Aboriginal people is pretty appalling, but here's the passage from the book.
The Tasmanians, in spite of their human likeness, were entirely swept out of existence in a war of extermination waged by European immigrants in the space of 50 years. Are we such apostles of mercy as to complain if the Martians warred in the same spirit?
So the artist Neil Haddon drew on that reference, Eddie, but also Surrey in England, where Haddon was born and where that science fiction novel is set.
Well, congratulations to Neil Haddon, and sincerest apologies for having that, you know, just having somebody be able to write that stuff. It's just so shocking, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, awful. Anyway, moving on. How did the 17th century Flemish master Peter Paul Rubens and Facebook get into the same headline?
I'm glad you asked, Eddie. The Flanders Tourism Board in Belgium has made some Facebook ads to promote tourism in the region. It included one of Belgium's biggest draw cards, the work of Rubens, who's of course famous for his nudes. And they were too risque for Facebook, these nudes, so they removed the ads for breaching the standards of the website. Obviously, the Flanders Tourism Board is really disappointed about this, but they've hit back with a bit of fun. They've made a new video in which burly security guards direct real-life patrons of Rubens' house in Antwerp away from the nude paintings.
We need to protect you against nudity, even if artistic in nature. This includes paintings focused on individual body parts, such as abs, buttocks, or cleavage. I'm sorry, but it's our policy, sir.
This ad, it's short, it's funny. It's had 65,000 views in just 4 days. So who knows, maybe in the end it will actually help This whole thing will actually help Flanders tourism after all.
That's great. Claire, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thanks to Claire Nichols, bringing you the latest arts news.